What should we do with our money at the end of this topsy-turvy 2022? Retirement accounts are down, inflation is up. Let's close out our books at the end of the year with Jill Schlesinger, personal finance expert and business analyst at CBS News. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
I don't want to suggest you're a cranky holiday, you know, rhymes with Finch, but your advice begins with taxes and how to organize them. What do we need to know here?
My friends, now you will learn why they call me Buzzkill Jill, because during the holiday season, I am about to ask you to please take an hour of your day in life to think about taxes. Go to the IRS website, irs.gov. It's actually a really good website, and they've got this neat little tool there. It's called the Withholding Estimator. Why are you doing this? You want to make sure you understand if you set enough money aside to pay your tax bill in April. And the reason I'm asking you to do this right now, not in April, is that right now is when you can make up for a differential if you find one. So if you're like, oh, wait a minute, I had some gig income, or I made more money last year and I didn't adjust my withholding, you now have a few weeks here where you can call your payroll department, you can make some adjustments, and hopefully leave you in better shape come April.
Yeah, so we don't get that financial shock to the system. We know about inflation, which has been skinnying down all of our wallets. It turns out the IRS has increased a big tax deduction, the standard deduction. Help me understand this and what the change is.
So it's really interesting because a lot of people get all bummed out about inflation, as we all should. But what's really been kind of intriguing is that the flip side of this is that the IRS does actually make adjustments to the tax code based on the prevailing inflation rate. So right now, if you look at the standard deduction for 2022, you see that it's almost $26,000 and it's going up by $1,800 next year. So next year, the standard deduction, if you're married filing jointly, will be $27,700. If you are filing as an individual, you will have a standard deduction of $1,300,850. That's up by $900 and so on. So that's one part of the code that increases. And also, you know, we have these marginal income tax rates. They are actually the same. Those haven't changed, but the income range on which those rates are applied, that does change. So it may be, let's just pretend if you made $80,000 last year as a couple, you're in the 12% tax bracket. You might be worried. You're like, oh no, what happens if actually we made more money? Do we go into the next tax bracket? You may not, because this the amount of those ranges is also increasing for inflation. So don't panic. You're probably going to do just fine next year.
Okay. And very quickly, should some of us think about a Roth IRA?
Love the Roth IRA so much, can't even tell you. And really the reason is that you are settled with your tax liability forever when you choose a Roth. So even if you think you make a lot of money, I'm not sure you should use a traditional. Really explore the Roth. I've got a ton of stuff on my website. There's lots of stuff out there. Embrace the Roth. It's your friend.
All right. You can find Jill Schlesinger online. She's CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks.
Take care.